and Merry Christmas. I just had a little talk with Santa Claus, and Santa told old Sleepy Joe that this is going to be the biggest and the bestest Christmas of all of them. So you children might just as well plan on it. Because when Santa Claus said it's going to be a big Christmas, you can bet your last smile that that's the way it's going to be. Oh, by the way, I asked Santa which story he thought would be the best one for me to tell today. And he said that he would like for me to tell the story of Br'er Beaver's Christmas dinner. Mm-hmm. Br'er Beaver's Christmas dinner. Would y'all like that story, children? Hmm? All right. And right after I play a little of this music, I go and tell it to you. So just listen to this. That sure was good music. And this gonna be a good story, too. Br'er Beaver's Christmas dinner. It was Christmas Day, children, the comments at the commencement. And Br'er Beaver, he rode in the backyard a-chewing up some firewood. And he were working in a-chewing as only a beaver can. When, lo and behold, up walked Br'er Fox just as big as life. And Br'er Fox, he say,
"Well, there you is at last, Br'er Beaver."
And Br'er Beaver, he dropped what he was doing, and he'd look at Br'er Fox, and he'd say,
"Oh, hi, Br'er Fox, hi. What you doing here?" "What is I doing here? Well, I'm looking for Christmas dinner, of course. I was on the trail of that little Br'er Rabbit, but the sneaky thing done doubled back on me, and I lost the trail. But I ain't sorry."
Yes, sir, Br'er Fox. Well, I'm glad you ain't sorry, because I would hate to see anybody eat Br'er Rabbit for Christmas dinner."
You don't have to worry about me eating Br'er Rabbit for Christmas dinner, Br'er Beaver. Because I was going to eat you instead."
No, sir. Oh, no, sir, Br'er Fox.
"Why not? Can't find that rabbit. He done eluded me. But I got you. And you are just as good at eating as he is. You are just as tasty and just as nice and just as tender. So instead of me running all over the forest looking for him and working up appetite, which I already got, how come I don't just stand right here and eat you on the spot?"
Yes, sir, Br'er Fox. I guess it's a good idea from your standpoint, but it ain't so good from my standpoint. Instead of eating me for Christmas dinner, why don't you have Christmas dinner with me?"
What you mean?
Well, I got a nice table. I set a good table, about 15 different kinds of food on it, all varieties.
Sure enough?
Yes, sir, Br'er Fox. Yes, sir. I got quite a layout.
If you got a spread there of 15 varieties of food on the table, expect that'd be a whole lot better than just eating one variety, namely you. So I accept your invitation to dinner."
"Well, children, Br'er Beaver take Br'er Fox to the side of the mill pond, and Br'er Beaver dive in, and Br'er Fox, he say,
Hey, wait a minute. I can't follow you underneath of that water."
And then Br'er Beaver say,
"Yes, sir, but this is the only way to get to my house, Br'er Fox. Just dive down and swim underneath the dam, and we are home right in the dining room."
Well, for a matter of a few minutes, Br'er Fox kind of scratch behind his ear. Then he thought a little bit, and he say,
"Dinner of 15 varieties, huh? Well, I'll try anything. Even a dive under the dam for that, and here I go."
And into the water Br'er Fox dove. And he followed Br'er Beaver underneath the dam. And when they come up, sure enough, there was the table all set. And Br'er Beaver, he told Br'er Fox to sit down and start eating. And Br'er Fox, he look at the table and cock one ear, and he say,
"Wait a minute, I don't see nothing to eat, Br'er Beaver, my horse. What you talking about? There's plenty to eat. There's some nice pine straw, and there's some oak chips, and there's some spruce blocks, and there's some nice cedar branches, and there's a whole nice dish full of cottonwood roots. And over here for dessert, I got some Philippine mahogany. Been saving that. The best vintage of 19-2. Finest thing in the world for your teeth. Nicest stuff in the world. Rare, too. Sit down, enjoy yourself."
But Br'er Fox, he look again and he say,
Wait a minute, that's all wood. I don't eat wood, I eat meat. Oh, I forgot. And I don't eat meat. I don't eat nothing but wood, all kind of wood. I'm crazy about wood. But right now I ain't hungry if you eat meat.
And with that, Br'er Beaver dove back into the mill pond and swam under the dam and was gone, leaving Br'er Fox a-staring at a wonderful dinner for a beaver, but not for a fox. So you see, children, them where pushed yourself on other people usually don't enjoy a thing that the ill manners gets them, even if it's a Christmas dinner. And that's the truth. And now have us a music. Just listen to this. Oh, that's what children's like. Music and songs and stories. Oh, and riddles. Could you get the riddle I left with you the last sitting? What is it that got four legs and only one foot? Could you... That's right, children's a bed. Sure, a bed. And now here a riddle for the next sitting. See, can you get this one fixed between there and the next sitting? What is that black stuff Santa Claus get on his suit on Christmas Eve? See, can you get that one fixed between there and the next sitting? And now a fool sleepy say bye-bye to his children. He had a little thought that he wants to leave with you. When the cross is on the snow and smoke from chimneys curl, that's when Santa's on the go with happiness for the world. And now bye-bye, children. Bye-bye. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.